in a Catholic school in Autun, but soon left for the military academy at Brienne-le-Château. Military talents are sometimes apparent in a man from the very beginning. Robert E. Lee graduated first in his class at West Point without a single demerit. But for a man heralded as one of the greatest military leaders of all time, it may be somewhat surprising that Napoleon struggled mightily at the military academy. By all accounts, he had a miserable few years. Far away from home and from everything that was familiar to him, the young Napoleon was forced to endure constant teasing from other students who mocked his strong Corsican accent and poor French. It was a difficult time for Napoleon, but rather than become despondent, he chose to dedicate himself utterly to his studies, showing a particular aptitude for mathematics, possibly because his poor command of French made the humanities a more difficult subject for him to tackle. Given his knack for mathematics, authorities at the school initially thought he'd be best suited as a sailor, and when Napoleon graduated from Brienne-le-Château in 1784, he briefly considered joining the British Royal Navy, a career choice that would have undoubtedly changed the course of European history forever. Of course, a life on the high seas was not to be. Instead of joining the Royal Navy, Napoleon was also accepted by the highly prestigious École Militaire in Paris, from which he graduated with full honors in 1785, a whole year before most other students. During his time at the École, likely because of his skill with mathematics, Napoleon chose to become a gunner. Upon graduation, he was commissioned a second lieutenant in La Fère, an artillery regiment of the Royal French Army. Between 1785 and 1789, when revolution broke out in France, Napoleon was posted on garrison duty with his regiment around the country. Although obviously homesick, he spent almost half of that period in Corsica on leave. Napoleon will always be associated as one of France's greatest legends, but before the French Revolution, every indication suggests not only that Napoleon missed Corsica, but that he genuinely identified himself as a Corsican nationalist. In 1789, he went so far as to write to Pascal Paoli, the Corsican separatist leader, that France had drowned the throne of Corsica's liberty in waves of blood. Moreover, young Napoleon actually actively opposed French forces on Corsica. However, in the ensuing revolutionary turmoil that engulfed France, and by extension, Corsica, Napoleon appears to have changed his opinion and aligned himself with the revolutionary Jacobin Party, going so far as to change his name to the more French-sounding Napoleon Bonaparte. With the backing of the Jacobins, Napoleon rose to the rank of captain, but in doing so, came into direct conflict with Pascal Paoli, who had attempted to use the chaos of the revolution to emancipate Corsica from the mainland. To escape Paoli's revenge, Napoleon was forced to leave Corsica with his entire family in June 1793. He would never return to his homeland. Chapter 2. Napoleon the Revolutionary, 1793-1799. The Siege of Toulon. Napoleon was not blind to the opportunities that the revolution could bring an ambitious and talented young man. In 18th century Europe, a rise through the ranks of the military was one of the surest routes to prominence in society, and with the complete destabilization of a centuries-old social order underway, Napoleon could hope to rise much further than the younger son of a provincial aristocrat from a hardscrabble island could ever have aspired to under the Ancien Régime. France was beset by enemies, both within and without. Royalists and counter-revolutionaries of every faction riddled the country, and Britain, Prussia, Austria, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands, the Ottoman Empire, and the Italian states had all declared war on France and were massing armies on her borders. There was plenty of work to be had for the soldiers. Having turned his back for good on Corsica, Napoleon set about securing his place in the new France. A month after he had fled his homeland, Napoleon published a semi-autobiographical pamphlet, Le Souper de Beaucaire, in which a soldier, over dinner, persuades some moderate merchants to abandon their counter-revolutionary sentiments. This pamphlet firmly established Napoleon as a young man of sound and unimpeachable revolutionary ideals, and it caught the eye of Augustin Robespierre, younger brother of Revolution and Reign of Terror leader Maximilian Robespierre. This by no means insignificant patronage meant that Napoleon, with the help of another influential friend, fellow Corsican Antoine Christophe Salicetti, was able to secure an appointment as artillery commander at the Siege of Toulon, despite the resentment of many older officers who viewed the young Corsican as a thrust.